what we're going to talk about now is I just wanted to share a few tips, some quick and dirty. I had told Jen that I was going to talk about online marketing for small businesses. What I decided to do is narrow it down and do some social media for small businesses. Because everywhere I've been going, you're always hearing social media, social media, social media, social media. You can't live without social media. So how many of you, just to kind of get a feeler, how many of you use some type of social media in your personal lives, whether it be Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, whatever? Okay, we have a good number of people. So just specifically, how many of you are on LinkedIn? Okay, we have about maybe half. And then how many are on Facebook? That's what I expected. And how many of you tweet? Any tweeters? Oh, we have one. Good work, Dave. I'm glad to hear it. See, that's how I feel, though. I'm a little intimidated by the whole Twitter tweeting thing, too, mostly because I don't really understand it, and I'm working hard to. So just a disclaimer before we start, I'm no kind of social media guru, nothing like that. These are just some things that I've been learning along the way that I picked up that I thought might be able to help you. And I figured if we can have this meeting, and if you can walk away with one or two usable tips for your business, then it's been a success. So social media and social marketing, here's some things to consider, because people always, like I said, they're always talking about how necessary it is to be involved. But before you jump into social marketing through social media, consider these things. Number one, are you willing to engage with other people online? That is the basis. It's called social media for a reason, because people go there to interact with other people. So if that's something you're incredibly uncomfortable with, having that back and forth kind of interaction and conversation online, then perhaps it may not be for you. Can you afford it, and can you make a commitment? Now, this sounds a little strange, because typically social media is free. So you say, well, can I afford it? What do you mean? It's free. I sign up. They send me an email. I have an account. It's perfect, right? Well, it does cost, because like I said, you have to engage with others. So what it costs is it costs time. And sometimes it can be quite a bit of time. And so you have to know if you can afford to take that time, or if you can afford to have someone who's working for your company take the time that you need to make it successful. Because really, it's almost better not to have a presence than to have a really poor presence. And then also, is your target market using social media? So who is your target market? And this is interesting, because if we had been talking about this 4 or 5 years ago, I would say that you could pretty well define the demographic of people who were involved in social media 4 or 5 years ago. It was a much narrower focus than we're dealing with today. Today, when you talk about the demographic of people using social media, I mean, my husband's grandfather just got a Facebook account like 6 months ago. And he is on there a lot, and he's commenting on pictures. I mean, it's funny because he doesn't quite get it, because he signs every, like, Facebook post, love Gramps, you know, that kind of thing, like it's a letter. So but he still uses it. He's still engaged. He's still looking at other place pages. He's still seeking out information. So I think the demographic is a lot wider. And really, when you're talking about your target market, you're talking about your audience. These would be your customers, potential partners, and people in your area who would benefit from knowing what you have to offer or seeing what you're doing on some level. So I think that most of us would probably have people using social media within their target market. One thing to be careful of is sometimes people, when they don't understand social media, want to get someone else to do it for them. Which can work. What you have to be careful of, though, is would you send someone that you just hired out, or, you know, your nephew that you're paying $10 to help update your Facebook account or your Twitter site, would you put them in front of the newspaper or on Raven Radio to talk about your business and represent your business and tell the world who you are and the products you offer? And that's really something to consider, because when I went to a recent Tech Summit conference, one of the ongoing jokes was, you know, one of the poisons to social media for a business is interns. Using interns to be in control and update your social media. And that's because they may not have the knowledge base that they need to have. They may not have the business etiquette needed to represent your business well.
On Facebook, for businesses to get onto Facebook or other social media, aside from the cost of time, is it difficult? Because I noticed that there's a lot of businesses that will have like an advertisement, and then they'll have like a little Facebook or Twitter icon and comments. So
it depends on how comfortable you are with technology in general. If you are used to filling out forms, signing up for things online, creating online accounts, it's really not that much different. There's a bit of a learning curve, like there would be with anything. So I would say it would depend on your level of comfortability already with doing transactions online.
But assuming you're comfortable?
Yes. No. You can have a page, as long as you know what you want your content to be, like your basic description, your hours of business, you can have easily have a Facebook page set up within a half hour. And then you'll have to load pictures and then and that kind of thing. But no, it does not take a lot of time at all. The time investment is keeping it updated and interact. So here's just 10 things. Oh, sorry. Bare bones basics. Really quick, get to know social media on a personal level first. That's my recommendation, because if you're comfortable with it, using on a personal level, connect with your old friends from high school, connect with whomever, business colleagues, whomever you can. Get used to it on a personal level first if you're unfamiliar with that platform of social media, so that when you launch into it for your business, you won't be completely at a loss, because people, if they get frustrated, may give up. Or you may give up if you get frustrated. Also know what it is you're hoping to accomplish through your social site. So are you trying to drive traffic from there to your website? Are you trying to highlight a product or services that you offer? Are you trying to increase your online sales? What is it that you're trying to do? So you'll want to know what that is before you start. And then you'll want to make a plan on connecting with your audience. So it has to be consistent. So pick a day. Every Monday, every Tuesday, every other day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever it is, make sure that you take time to commit to that, because it's not going to work for you if you don't work it. So here are 10 things just to keep in mind and remember about social media marketing once you take the plunge. So you got your page set up and you're ready to rock and roll. Here's some things you don't want to forget. Number one, showing up isn't enough. I talked about that a little, but you have to be there. You have to interact. The number one reason why people let their social networking sites die is lack of time. And so if you go on, and I don't know about you, but I always feel like kind of bad when I'm excited about seeing something, like whether it's a website or if it's something, a page on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, this is really interesting, can't wait to see it. And I go there and it's like last update 2 years ago. You know, it's like you can hear and you see the little things tumbling by. So make sure you go on, make sure you update it. Number two, just because you build it doesn't mean they'll come. You can sit on Facebook, you can tweet, you can post your YouTube videos morning till night. And if you don't have any people following you, if you don't have any people know that it exists, it's not going to do you any good. So what you're going to want to do when you are ready to launch it is get the word out, advertise, email marketing, place it on anything that goes out from your business, put it on your business card if you can. And also to get maximum exposure, make sure that you remove your privacy settings. And I know privacy is a real concern for people when it comes to things that are happening online. Personally, I encourage privacy settings. If it's your personal site, if it's your business site, remove them, because you want as many people who can being able to access the information, see what's going on, see what kind of networking is happening on your page. Which brings us to the next point, separate business and personal. This really is important. Unless your business site, I don't know, gets kind of sticky. Because once people get comfortable with it, you know, usually you post other things like, oh, my dog just got sick all over our carpet and blah, blah, blah kind of things, you know? And people who are looking for a business, that's not really something that you want to be advertising. Another reason, and there's two ways to do it. You can either separate it, saying, okay, my Facebook will only be personal, my Twitter account will only be for my business, and keep them separated by the platform, or you can open separate accounts. So my personal Facebook, my business Facebook. One of the things you also want to watch, though, too, is confusing the accounts. If you have two accounts on the same platform, I was speaking to a lady, and she was like, oh my gosh, I had this thing happen where I was meaning to send a message on Facebook to my daughter on my phone, and it was really kind of this thing that I wouldn't want everyone to know. She was upset about something and ranting. And then I get a call from her a few minutes later, and she goes, Mom, I don't know if you meant to do this, but you just posted that on Facebook for everyone to see. And then she had this panic moment because she said, I posted on Facebook. Was it my personal account or was it the business account? You know, and that can have some really, really seriously negative repercussions if you make that mistake in your business. So definitely separate business and personal. Aggregator apps are your friend. Here's my admission. I don't know a lot about aggregator apps, but I'm going to learn more about them because aggregator apps are basically applications which combine all of the social networking sites into one program. So they will feed your Twitter account, your Facebook, your LinkedIn. There's a platform for all kinds. They'll feed them all so you can post to them and manage them from one application on your computer, and it's free. So TweetDeck is one of the applications that does that. You can also, on aggregator apps, you can also create a forward post. So you could do a couple posts, have one post Monday, have one post on Wednesday. But you'll still want to be active on your site so that you can follow up with people who do post so they know that you're listening to them so that you can answer questions they might have or things that go on. And more posts are not necessarily better. So if someone sees you posting and posting and, oh, sale today, we have all this stuff to get rid of, another post, another sale, come down here, people will start ignoring it because they're like, okay, it's like spam. Who here likes spam email? Is there anyone? No, it's the same kind of thing. It gives the same feeling that you're spamming them with all of these posts coming from your site. Number six, it's not all about you. Even though you're advertising your business and even though you may be even marketing yourself, if you're a consultant or something like that, you want to remember your audience and remember to keep them engaged. And you want to, if they have something to say, if they have a problem, you'll want to answer them. I mean, it's customer service, basically exactly the same as if someone called you up on the phone and had something to say. People feel validated and they feel engaged when you respond to them. And when they know that you're listening. Find balance. So this refers to the balance between business posts and personal posts. Because in social networking, like I said, it's something that's social, so people kind of want to know about you a little bit. They want to know some things about you. So it's good to strike the balance between, oh, we have a meeting this day. Oh, we have this event this day. Oh, you know, just those things that are strictly all about business. Sometimes it's good to throw in a little thing about something funny that happened maybe at a meeting that you had, or just something that humanizes your business so that people feel better connecting and interacting with you on a social media site. And then social networking cannot live on links alone. A lot of people use social networking to post just links to things. Oh, here's a link to that. Here's a link to my webpage. Here's a link to this sale. Here's a link to an article. That isn't going to maximize your return on your social media site. If you're going to put, links are great, don't get me wrong. If it has to do with your business, they're wonderful. But step it up a notch. Comment on the link. What do you think about it? If it's a business site, say, oh, or a business, like a business marketing article, say, oh, I thought this was really interesting because, and I find that, you know, whatever, and that will help establish you as someone who is contributing to help them grow, someone who may be an expert in your field or have a good knowledge base, and then that's going to help people feel more confident about your business in general. And then if a picture is worth a thousand words, what is a video worth? This is something, and as I'm going through this, as I was making this, I was thinking, oh man, I so need to do that. And oh no, I'm not doing that. Because it's true, this is a lot of stuff. And if you haven't been involved, and if you don't have time to be dedicated just to that, there's likely a lot of things that you haven't realized or haven't done. So we're getting a video because the SCVB right now doesn't have a visitor's video. So that's something that we've sent RFPs out and we're looking at creating. But videos can really help your business on a lot of different levels. It can be a video of you talking about a product or talking about an event that's happening. It can be a video of a project you work on. I mean, if you do different kinds of projects, it could be a tutorial video to help people learn about what you're doing or your trade. So there's a lot of different areas, and videos tend to really stick in the mind, and people will recall things from video much quicker than they will things in print. And then use paid advertising wisely. So most social networking sites do have paid advertising options. There's a variety of options that cost a vastly different amounts of money. I'll talk about Facebook because that's the one that I know. Facebook can be really expensive, and if any of you have been on Facebook, when you're on your page, there's like this side column to the right that says click here to find out more about whatever. It'll say event happening in Juneau, Alaska, those kinds of paid ads, and you can create those. You can get them very specific. That's the advantage. So I could go on the SCVB's Facebook page. I could say, okay, I want to create a specific ad. Here's a good example. Our last, when we had Rotary, someone had suggested that perhaps we look at targeting people who are flying maybe from Seattle to Anchorage to do a layover in Sitka, because a layover doesn't cost any more. So hey, if you're headed to Anchorage, you know, stop here in Sitka and visit us. Well, when I started thinking about that afterwards, I started thinking, well, how on earth could we do that, and how are we going to target the demographic of people who are flying, and that could be really difficult. Well, when I was on Facebook, I realized, well, hey, what I could do is I could look at, you can make it specific. So I want to do an ad. I want to include people who are 35 and over, which typically is our demographic for visit. It's actually much higher than that, but for Facebook purposes, 35 and over. I want to target people who graduated from college. That's an option that I can do. And I want to target people who are fans of the Alaska Airlines page. So there's the tie-in right there. And granted, not everyone's going to be doing that flight, but your chances of getting the people, getting your advertising in front of people who are flying up to Anchorage from somewhere, if they're fans of Alaska Airlines, are greatly increased. So that's just an example of, and the narrower it is, the less it costs. You can also put a cap on it. So let's say it costs per click. So every time someone clicks your page and likes it, you'll pay for it. So that costs money. But you can put a dollar amount limit. I only want to spend $10 a day, $5 a day. I only want to spend $100, $150 a month on this. And it will stop and remove your ad from the website once you reach that limit. So the other things you want to include is make sure if you do an ad, make the ad interesting and intriguing enough to draw them to your site. Include a call to action. Don't just say, oh, Sitka's wonderful. You know, click here to experience the beauty of Sitka or see whatever. Put a call to action. And then, like I said, make sure to target in advertising. And so that's all. Our video is still not loaded. I'll just send it out as a link if anyone wants to look at it. There's a lot of great stats on social networking and social media and how it's grown over the last 5 years. Some of the statistics are pretty intriguing. So I can send it to you, and maybe you can just put it in your next newsletter?
Perfect.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Oh, questions, I guess? I'm like, bye!